In popular music, the most influential and popular British import was, of course, the Beatles, who hit America in the mid-60s. On Broadway, the British influence hit hard in the 80s with Cats and Phantom of the Opera, and continues to this day. And in television, as our TV critic David Bianculli points out, the influence from England has never been stronger than it is now.
This isn't the first time American television has borrowed heavily and successfully from the country we fought a revolution to escape. In the 60s, we imported Diana Rigg in The Avengers, Roger Moore in The Saint, and Patrick McGoohan in Secret Agent and The Prisoner. In the 70s, public television brought over Upstairs, Downstairs, which helped popularize and define the TV miniseries. Also in the 70s, Norman Lear adapted a British comedy about a bigot, Till Death Do Us Part, into one of the biggest and most influential American sitcoms of all time, All in the Family. Even with all that history, though, when it comes to British influence on American television, this is the true golden age. Start with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, an Americanized version of the British quiz show. That's changed the face of U.S. television, at least for a while, and has encouraged the networks to take chances and try new forms. Then there's another popular ABC series, the improv comedy showcase Whose Line Is It Anyway?, also based on a British show. But look what's happening elsewhere. On cable, Comedy Central premieres an outlandish comedy series tonight called The League of Gentlemen, in which three very funny performers portray all the residents, some 60 of them, of a small rural English town. The series already has been shown in this country by BBC America. But since I'm the only person I know who gets that wonderful cable and satellite network, Comedy Central will get credit for giving most people their first taste of the best ensemble sketch series since Monty Python's Flying Circus and SCTV. Don't miss it. Tomorrow night, Comedy Central presents new episodes of the still-running original British version of Whose Line Is It Anyway? And where would PBS be without all the British imports on Masterpiece Theater and Mystery? Not to mention the somewhat inferior Americanized versions of Antiques Roadshow and Teletubbies. The best British import of all these days, though, is the 1900 House. It's a 4-hour documentary airing 1 hour a week on PBS, and it's absolutely fascinating. It's about a modern family living for 3 months in the manner and environment of a century ago. And the family moves into that home tonight. So tonight is the perfect time to tune in. Here's how the narrator sets up the premise at the start of tonight's show.
In an ordinary London suburb, an extraordinary experiment is about to begin. The mission to discover how much domestic life has changed in the last 100 years. An average family has volunteered to give up the technology of today and live as Victorians. A time machine has been created. The address... 50 Elliscombe Road, Greenwich, England.
It sounds romantic and wonderful, but by the end of the third day, the poor wife has a mini nervous breakdown, the youngest kid is on a hunger strike, and the husband has ripped his face to shreds trying to use a straight razor. The 1900 House is loaded with history and social observations to make it worthy of PBS, but it's also addictively entertaining. And you can't help but identify with it and wonder how or if you'd cope under the same circumstances. From start to finish, it's the most striking and memorable British TV import since Emma Peel. And believe me, I can't give higher praise than that.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. The 1900 House airs on PBS stations tonight.